Chapter 45. As a detective, I would have liked to have spent hours in the Lowenstein Bell house to soak up all the details. Under the circumstances, I gave myself 15 to 20 minutes. I started by the pretty pool and stood at the deep end, staring down at the royal blue racing lines painted on the bottom. Estimates were that Mary Smith had shot Marty Lowenstein Bell from this position, a single bullet to the top of the head. Then she'd pulled the body over to her with a long-handled pool net. The killer calmly stood right here and did the knife work without ever taking the body out of the water. The cuts on the victim's face had been sloppy and quick, dozens of overlapping slashes, as though she were erasing her. It was evocative of what people sometimes do to photographs, the way they symbolically get rid of someone by X-ing out the face. And in fact, Mary Smith had also destroyed several family photos in the office upstairs in the house. I looked up to where I imagined the office would be, based on file diagrams. The logical path from here to there went through the living room, then up the limestone staircase in the main entry hall. The killer had visited the home before the day of the murder. How exactly had that occurred? At what time? And why? How was Mary Smith evolving? When I passed through the house again, Michael Bell was sitting with his three small daughters, all of them blankly watching their movie. They didn't even look up as I went by, and I didn't want to interrupt them again if I could help it. For some reason, I remembered hugging Janie and Day right after what happened with little Alex in Seattle. The upstairs hallway was a suspended bridge of wood and glass that bisected the house.